Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Aleph and Maseches Bava Kamma. It is the 1,432nd daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah, 8 lines in from Mem Aleph and Aleph. And our daf is going to discuss, it's a classic daf, because it discusses some very basic issues in the halachos of Shor Tam and Shor Muad. The Mishnah starts off the daf in a classical manner, because it gives us the basic halacha that a Shor Muad that kills is chayiv to pay kofar. However, if the animal is a tam that hasn't gored and killed 3 times, is exempt from kofar. The Gemara raises the classic problem and says that if the halacha is, as the Mishnah insinuates, that a tam who kills once is put to death, how will you ever have a phenomenon of an animal that becomes a muad? If he kills once, he's automatically put to death. We're going to see, Bezer Hashem, the Gemara's answer to that question. The Gemara is also going to tell us the source that a shar that has killed, which we will refer to as a shar haniskal, is asur bahana, and the Gemara, therefore, will begin to discuss the halachos of isurei hana, that there are times where an item is not only prohibited to eat, but is also prohibited to get any hana from that item, and a shor that kills is an example of that, and the Gemara discusses the halachos and implications of isurei hana. With that, we're ready to go. Says the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top, and Mem Aleph from the Aleph. Shor shenogach es ha'adam umes. If there is an animal that has gored a person and the individual died nebuch. So muad mishalim kofar. If the animal is already a shor muad that we've described in earlier Mishnayos that's gored 3 times, so then in such a case mishalim kofar, then he has to pay the kapara called kofar. And we've discussed previously on even yesterday's daf that there are 2 opinions whether we assess the value of the mazik or we assess the value of the nizik. V'tam potter min ha-kofer. Tam is potter from kofer. However, here's an important line, v'zeh v'zeh chayov misa. But both a shor tam and a shor mud, Rashi says it's beferish in the pasuk, that by a shor tam as well, it says sokel yisokel, and therefore the halacha is that a shor tam is also put to death, which of course is going to beg the Gemara's question, how will you ever have a shor muad if it gored once, it's already put to death. V'chein continues the Mishnah, bebein v'chein bebas. The same halacha of it being put to death applies whether it kills an adult or it kills, God forbid, a child, male or female. Nagach eved o amma, if however it gores a eved, a servant or an amma, so then no some shoshim slime. Then the halacha is that the owner has to pay 30 slime to the owner of the eved or amma. Bein shu yafel mea mana, it doesn't matter if the eved was worth 100 mana. Bein shen yafel adinor echad, it's a knas of 30 that's paid. Asks the Gemara the classic question, with the me'achar, demitam katzlinon lay, since the halacha is that a tam is supposed to be put to death, muad hechi mishkachas la, how do we ever have a case of muad? What follows now in the Gemara is something fascinating. A total of 3, 5, 8. The Gemara gives 8 different potential answers as well as difficulties of how it would be possible to get to a shor muad if a shor tam should be immediately killed. First, we have Rabba, 2 lines into the Gemara, 12 lines on the top, Mem Alpha, Mem Alpha, Mem Rabba, Chumai Skinon, Kigoin She'imdu Elishlosha B'nei Adam. What happened was that 3 people, we assess that they could have been killed. The bull was running at them at the rate and had the size that would kill them. However, they managed to escape. They jumped onto a tree in the last minute. But clearly, if the bull would have had the opportunity, it would have killed them. That's where Rabba's teretz. Ravashi Amar, Umdan Alav Klumu. Ravashi rejects that. He says an Umdan is not enough. The shor has to actually kill. And therefore Ravashi gives another pshat. What happened was, he gored 2 people. He put their lives in danger, but they hadn't died until a 3rd person was gored, and then all 3 of them died. Razid Amar, Ravzid gives another teretz. Kagon Sharik Shlosha Behemos. He killed 3
animals. So it didn't kill three people. The only time the shor is put to death is if it kills three animals, and therefore the animal is still alive to talk about. Asks the Gemara, "Umud la'adam lebehema avi muad la'adam?" Just because it's a muad for killing animals, not a muad to killing people. So then that can't be the case. The Gemara rejects Rav Zitaris. El Amar of Simi. Simi gave another shak. Kigon sharik shlosha ovdei kochavim. It killed three Gentiles. The only time it's put to death is if it kills a Jew. Says the Gemara, that's also difficult. The muad la'akum havi muad li'Yisrael. Just because a muad to kill Gentiles, it's not considered a muad to kill Jews. The Gemara is going to tell us later on that since Jews and Gentiles dress differently, so then the animal might be instigated by the priest collar of the Akum, but he would not be instigated by the black hat or the kippah serugah of the Jew. So therefore, the Gemara says that teretz is difficult, that he was goring akum. Those examples were just to enhance visual experience. Says the Gemara, elam reb shim med lakish. Another teretz, kigon sharik shlosha b'nei adam. What happened was it killed three people who were treifa. They were people who were anyhow dying because they had an illness, a terminal illness. Asks the Gemara, mu'ud l'treifa, mu'ud l'shalem. Just because the animal gores treifas, he's not considered a mu'ud for a shalem. The halacha, of course, is that if a shor gores and kills a treifa, he's not put to death. But the Gemara says, just because it gores a treifa, it's not a mu'ud l'shalem. Now that requires analysis, because a treifa could look totally fine from the outside. He's not wearing a different type of garment. So that requires a little bit more hesber that we did not give. Either way, the Gemara doesn't like Rish Lakish's teretz, and the Gemara tries Rav Papa. Elamar Rav Papa de Kotel, it killed a person, and no fancy situation of a person, no this type of collar, this type of head garment, no. Just killed a person, a regular healthy person. Va'arek la'agma, but then the animal escaped by running to the marsh, and they couldn't get him. De Kotel, then he killed again, va'arek la'agma, and then he came back and killed a third time. So that's not a bad pshat. As you take a look, you'll see that the Ein Mishpah quotes this as one of the psakim lahalacha. Rav Acha Brei Ravika Amar Kigon Shehuz Muzamime Zaymimin. Rav Acha Brei Ravika gives an elaborate shot. What happened was that the animal gored twice and he killed. However, what had happened was after one set of Eidim, let's call them Reuven and Shimon, testified that this animal had killed twice. They saw both of the gorings. Then Yosef and Binyamin came along and said, Imanu Ayisem on Reuven and Shimon. You weren't there. You were with us at the ball game. And you are liars. So then the shor now goes out free. Then what happens is that Levi and Yehuda come along and say, Yosef and Binyamin were liars. That's called Zomame Zomamin. And in such a case, and retroactively, it turns out that Reuven and Shimon were telling the truth the whole time. So now we know that the animal has gored two times, and then in the meantime, it gored a third. Says the Gemara, fine, interesting pshat. Hanicha, that works, ili yude tura b'inan, shapir. That's going to be fine if you're going to say that you need to testify in order to know that the ox is a gorer. Eliyu de gavra b'inan, but if it's there to warn the owner, that was a discussion we had in Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, is the role of the warnings liyu de tura, or is it liyu de gavra? Is it that we simply need to know that the animal is a gorer three times, or we need to warn the owner of the animal three times to guard his animal? In this case, he didn't know that his animal was a gorer. Turns out the first two times, last he heard, the previous Eidim were liars, so he didn't have to watch his animal better. Me'inan me'mar amar, he could say, lavi adana, I had no idea my animal was a gore. Last I had heard, Yosef ben Yamin said to me it was not true. Says the Gemara, kagon da'amri, the Gemara answers that question. Well, what about if we say that the case was, kol emes dekatol tura gabe havi koi, that Reuven and Shimon testified that the owner was right there, so it turns out that he knew about it the whole time, and therefore he'd be chayef. The final pshat is Ravina's pshat. Ravina Amar b'makirin es bal hashor ve'ei makirin es hashor. The Eidim go over to Reuven and they say, we know from your herd of cows, of bulls,
that there was a gorer that ran out and gored. Reuven says, which animal? They say, we can't tell. There were so many of them. But we know for sure that there's one of them who has distinct characteristics, but we can't pick out amongst 100 of them. Maybe if you brought it to us, we'd be able to notice which one it is. But amongst 100 of them, we can't particularly spot it. But we're warning you, you have one of your 100 that are gorers. Says the Gemara, might have a little bit of it. So they warned Reuven 3 times. What's Reuven supposed to do? He doesn't know which one it is. Says the Gemara, they say, well, watch your whole herd. You've got 100 of them, but one of them is definitely a gor. In such a case, Reuven has to watch his entire herd, and that would be a case in which the Edom know that from his herd there is a muad that has come out now 3 times and has gored. Careful reading of Rashi shows that only on the 4th goring did the Edom recognize the shor. The Raivan and the Rajba learn that even though they weren't able to tell the Baal which shor it wasn't communicated to the Baal, but at the end of the day, they knew which shor damaged all 3 of the times. So a subtle machlokis of whether the Edom need to know from the beginning. Let's go on, Bezer Hashem, with an analysis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us that the Shor Tam and the Shor Muad are both Chayav Misa. Tana Rabban, Masher Shnemar Kol Yisokal HaShor. Eini Yodea Sheinevela Hi, Unevela Asura Ba'achila. The halacha is that if an animal is not slaughtered properly, then it's considered a nevela, and that's asur b'achila. So then why does the pasuk analyzes the braisa, matam lomer lo yachel? Let's take a look at the pasuk that you should have on the side of your Gemara of the Torah R. If you're using my old-fashioned Gemara, then you have to open up another newer Gemara, or the pasuk itself. V'chigach shor es ish o es ish of a meis, sokol yisokol hashor v'lo yachel es b'saro. So once you say sakol yisakol hashor, so why do you have to say v'lo yachol es b'saro? Magid l'cha akasuv, must be, says the Gemara, that the pasuk is coming to tell you, shim shachto l'achar shenigmar dinai, asar b'achila. That not only is it asar b'achila because it was stoned, but even if, for whatever reason, the owner didn't follow the halacha, and he slaughtered the animal, so even if he was slaughtered al pi hilchos shechita, nevertheless, it's asur b'achila. The Gemara continues, quoting the Braisa, not only is there an isur achila, ein li'ela b'achila ba'no minayin. How do we know not only is there an isur achila, but there's also isur of hana? Of course, hana is different than achila. Achila is to imbibe, to eat. Hana means any type of benefit. Talmud loymar u'bal ashar naki. The pasuk says, and the bal ashar comes out naki, clean. Now, what does it mean, clean? It means he's cleaned from his Baal HaShor. What does it mean, he's cleaned from his Baal HaShor? He's cleaned from having any money from the Baal HaShor. My mashma, as we learned, Shimon ben Zalman, Adam Shalom Chaver Yotze, Ish Ploin Nakim Nechasav, he went clean from his Nechasim, he's cleaned out. That would be the appropriate expression. He's cleaned out from his possessions. Ve'en Lehem, Lo Bahem Ana Shel Klum. And that means that he doesn't have any Ana. And here it means that the Baal HaShor, cannot have any hana from his shor. Says the Gemara, "Mei d'lo yachol es b'sar lehechad shachtol achar shenig mardino shasa b'achila." How do we know when we were interpreting this pasuk when it said "lo yachol es b'saro" that we said that means that it was geshacht and it was slaughtered after the gmardin and it's still asa b'achila? Ema dehechad shachtol laachar shenig mardino shari b'achila. Who? Really, in general, if it's slaughtered after Gmardin, it's mutter. V'hai le'yachas b'sara le'hecha desakle misake. But the pasuk le'yachas b'sara is talking about after it was stoned. But the word le'achel doesn't mean to eat, because already it was in a vela. But le'achel means the aser ba'nahu. It's coming to tell us that's aser ba'nahu. Why would le'achel have to tell us hana? What does the word achila have to do with hana? Achila means to eat, not to have any type of hana, monetary benefit or any other benefit, because of the shita of Rebbe Avo. Kid to Rebbe Avo. The Amri Rebbe Avo says the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom. This is a very important klal of Rebbe Avo that's important in Yoredeya and appears
in Psachim Chafal from Beis Amar Ablozer Kol Mokum Shneimar Lo Yachel Lo Soichlu Lo Soichlu Echad Isar Achila VeEchad Isar No B'Mashma. If the Torah uses the lashon Achila, that means to tell you that not only is Achila Aser but also Hano. Actually, Yipari L'Cha Kosev. Unless the Torah specifies that it's mutar bana, kederach shapirat l'cha b'nevela, like the Torah says in regards to nevela, because the pasuk goes on, and when it describes a nevela, it says leger b'nesina, that you could give it to a ger. The Torah Akdosha says lo sochlu, and then it says la ger asher b'sharecha, that you should give it to the ger at your gate. And it also mentions ovikham that you could sell it. So there, where the Torah spells out, says Rabbi Yavo, that the nishana is mutter, because you could sell it to a guy, there hana is mutter. But generally, if it says achila, achila means echad isra achila v'esa echad isra hana b'masha. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the way to read the pasuk. Says Gemara, amri hani mili hecha denafik le isra achila v'esa hana mikra milo ye'achel. Aval hacha de isra achila misakal yisakal nafka. You're right. In general, we could learn the pasuk that way. However, that only, we would say, refers to Hana if the Torah says the words lo yachel. But over here, it just says sakel yisakel. And the yisra achila, I would have already known from sakel yisakel, Rashi explains. And therefore, the only isra that's at play is the yisra Hana. So since the yisra Hana is the only one that's at play, hai lo yachel besaro yisra Hanahu. If lo yachel is coming to tell us yisra hana, nichtav rachmano lo yehene. So why do I even need the expression lo yachel? Because the yisra achila I already know. So there it should say lo yehene. When does the Torah say both in yisra achila and in yisra hana in the word lo yachel? Let's say kol machmetzes lo sochel. When it comes to chametz on Pesach, is because we need to tell us both the yisra achila and yisra hana. But here, where you already have sakel yisakel, so you already know there's an yisra achila. So the fact that the Torah doesn't say lo yehene seems to indicate to me that the Torah is not prohibiting hana. If for whatever reason you don't like that kasha, says the Gemara, I have another kasha. Inami, another question. Lo yeachal. It should only say lo yeachal. It's bisari lamali. Then why does it say bisaro? Da'af agav da'av de'ke'en bisar de'shchita asur. It must be that the pasuk is coming to tell us. Even if you turn it into, there are two statements over here. Lo yeachal. And then es bisaro. Then if you turn it into what's normally kosher meat, nevertheless, it's going to be asur. Marzutra continues with an interesting kasha. Maskeflo Marzutra on the bottom of the yomud. Eima hani mili, turning on to mem aleph on the base. Hecha debadak tsur. Maybe when the Torah describes sakel yisakel, that it's prohibited to have hana from the animal, that's only when it died in a manner that was similar to skila, when shechita was done. He checked a rock to see if a rock was a kosher flint to do shechita, and it was v'shachet bo. And then he slaughtered the animal. Da'avdei ken skila. Then it's similar to skila. And then the animal would be aser. Aval, even aser ba'ana. Aval ahecha d'shachtei b'sakin lo amri. But if the slaughtering was done with a knife, who says then the Torah would aser? Maybe if it's only done derech sakel yisakel, similar to the process of stoning with a stone. Says the Gemara, three lines on top, atu sakin ksiv baraisa. Does the Torah use the expression of sakin ever in the Torah to say that sakin would at any time be any different than a tsar? Vatnan, and I'll prove this to you with a Mishnah. Hashoche b'magal yad. If someone does shchita, these are all examples of shchita that are kshera. Magal yad is a hand knife. Bitzor is a rock, as we just mentioned, that has been fashioned appropriately that would not make the animal a trefa. Uvekane, a reed that is sharpened. Shchita also kshera. The shchita is kosher. In other words, the Torah doesn't differentiate between a sakin and anything else, and therefore, if there is a case in which the shechita would be aser ba'ana, then that would refer to all shechitas that are aser ba'ana. Says Gemara, five lines on top, ashenafik le isra achila v'isra hana. Now that we learn out both the isra achila and the isra hana, from the pasuk, mi lo yachel es b'saroi, bal hashar naki lamali. So we learn out from this pasuk that there's an iser hana, as we explained earlier from the Braisa. So then why do I need the pasuk of Bala Sharnaki that other opinions learn out the iser hana from that? But we don't. Or the previous Braisa didn't. And if that's also, why does the pasuk say Bala Sharnaki? Answers the Gemara, Lahanos Ora. We would have thought that the meat is Asr Bahana, but the hides would be mutter. The Salkadai Techamina Basar Hudas Banaval Ari Nishtri Bana, Kamash Malan Bala Sharnaki. That's what the Pasuk of Bala Sharnaki is coming to tell us, that the hides are mutter, are also Asr Bahana. The Gemara continues with analysis. Later on, the Gemara is going to tell us another reading of Bal HaSharnaki. So then, so according to that opinion, how do we know that the hides are also Aser? Says the Gemara, Nafkalu me es bisara. The Pasuk says, Lo yachel es bisara. The S is often coming to add something. We're going to have a discussion in our Gemara whether S always is meant to be read to add something. And what happens if you can't explain an S? Maybe you never darsh an S. But now we're going to darsh an S. Nafkalum S Basara, S Atafala Basara. S means not only the Basar itself, but something that is secondary to the Basar, Mainihu Oro. And that is the hides. The Haitaina S lo darish, but the other Tanu learns out from Bala Sharnaki, he doesn't darish an S. Kidisanya, very famous Braisa, appears in Psachim Achav Beis Amabeis, as well as a few other places in Shas, as you can see in the Masaras HaShas. We learn the Braisa Shimon HaMasuni Amri, Shimon HaMasuni, Vamri Lo Nechemya HaMasuni, Haidarish Kol S and Shebetaira. So Shimon HaMasuni used to darish an every S. The Torah could just say Lo Yachal Bisaro, doesn't need to say S Bisaro. So when it says S, it's coming to tell us a drush. That was the approach Shimon HaMasuni. Kivin Shigia Le S Hashem Lekecha Tira Pirish. When he reached the pasuk of S Hashem Lekecha, then he stopped darshaning. Amar Lo Talmid of Rebbe Kolasin Shadrash Namaiteyalen. He couldn't figure out what S was coming to tell us. So they said, "Well, you darshan S up until now." Amar Lahem. I vividly remember Bran Spiegel, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him Refuah Shleima, saying over this Gemara and the powerful Musar of it, Kishem Shekibalti Schar Al Adrisha, Kach Kibalti Schar Al Aprisha. Just like I was Mekabel Schar when I was Doresh, then when I don't know, I also Mekabel Schar and I say I don't know. Rabbi Bran Spiegel pointed out that it would seem that all of the drashos of Shimon HaMasuni now fell away. But that's Torah's MS. And that is, we don't say Torah for our own betterment and our own advancement. We say over Torah in a search for MS. And therefore, if now he was revealed to him that S is not meant to be darshan, so then he happily, but painfully, said, okay, the schar is for the search of MS. And the schar is both to search in an active form or to pull away from Sheker. And therefore, all the drushos that he had said fell away. And he was mekabel that be'ava. Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came along with Liman and he taught Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That S is referring to Talmidei Chachamim. One could add that the Rambam describes that one is Davik, how could one be Davik to Hashem? How could one attach oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not corporeal. And the Rambam, in two different places, gives us two different ways. One is to imitate the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other is to be Davik to Talmidei Chachamim. Now, in a way that's quite a chidush, it's Amita Shel Torah, that being Davik to Talmidei Chachamim is being Davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Talmidei Chachamim represent Torah Hashem, which is the nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Anoichi refers to Ana Nafshi Kasvi Yavis. We saw 2 days ago that if one is Mizayi, if one falsifies the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a little bit longer than 2 days ago, we saw on Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, that the Marashal says to falsify the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Ziyuf HaTorah, that would be Yehorei Val Yavar, because Torah is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to falsify might be a form of violation, of violating Anochi Hashem Elokecha and the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. Coming back to our topic, that's all part of connecting to Talmidei Chachamim. Now, that's quite a chidush. That's quite a chidush. But that's emes. It could be that Shimon HaMasuni was very scared to be Doresh S as being any type of Tafel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it required the shoulders of the great Rabbi Akiva to say yes, that to the point, Talmidei Chachamim are so significant in terms of the essence of Kudsha Brichu that the S could actually refer to Talmidei Chachamim. And that is a way of bonding with Kudsha Brichu himself, and therefore Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu would also apply Talmidei Chachamim. Maybe that's the pshat. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, Ubal Ashar Naki, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Naki Mechetzi Kofer. We learned that the halacha is that if a shor kills a person, he's chayiv in kofer. The pasuk here describes the chiyuv of tashmumin and the requirement that a shor that gores is put to death. What's the emphasis? Uval hashor naki. What happens if the shor that kills is a shor tam? So we learned in our Mishnah that shor tam is potter from kofer. So says the Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Naki Mechetzi Kofer. It's coming to tell us that even though I might have thought that just like a shor tam pays half nezek, he should pay half kofer. So the pasuk says Baal Shor Naki, he doesn't. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Va'aloi Hu Atzmoi Emishtalim Elam Migufay. The halacha is that a shor tam would only pay from the value of the shor hamazik itself. In this case, how would you pay? Have you the Bezdin Yishalim Lach? Bring it to Bezdin and have it paid? When it comes to Bezdin, Rabbi Kiva is asking, Beloshen Bitmiya. It's getting killed, so then there's nothing to pay with. Amalai Rabbi Eliezer, Kach Ani Beinecha. I am like this in your eyes, that you thought that this is what I was saying? No. Shadine Bazesh Shechayiv Misa. I wasn't talking about this din, where the Shor is Chayiv Misa. I was talking about a case of where the shor tam kills a person with only an eid echad, al pi bailim, or the owners had been modest. So I would have thought that in such a case he pays kofer. Kamash malon, whether our information comes from an eid echad or al pi bailim, he does not. Asks the Gemara, al pi bailim? Moda biknasu. If it was the bailim admit, why would we have such a havamina? He is being moda in a chiyuv of knas. And the halacha is that moda b'knas is potter. For example, the Gemara Meruba tells us that later on, that if a ganav is moda in kefil, he's going to be potter, because kefil is a knas. Answers the Gemara, kasavar, he holds kufra kapara. That kofar is not a regular knas, it's a kapara. The halacha is that someone who's moda that he's chayiv a kapara, he's chayiv because it's there for his benefit. The Ritva in Makos on Daf Beis describes that kofar is just like admitting to a chiyuv karban, and it has to come from the individual himself to be moda that he's chayiv. Therefore, it's not a case of knas. That was one version of the give and take between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Mark continues on the first wide line. Tan Yidich, we learned in another Bryce, a different give and take. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer Akiva, Kachin Ani Beinecha. This is what you think of me, that I made such an error? Shadini Bazesh Shechayim Misa. I was talking about a case where he's Chayim Misa. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. If he's Chayim Misa, he wouldn't be able to pay kofer. Ein Dini, I wasn't talking about that case. An individual who intended to kill an animal, and he really killed a person. Lemitzri Varag Yisrael. He intended to kill an Egyptian, he killed, or a Gentile, and he killed a Jew. In all these cases, the animal's not Chayim Misa. Lenefalim Varag Ben Kayama. There we're going to have on Daf Memdalid that in all these cases, you're potter from Skila. Hence, I would have thought in such a case, you pay Chetzi Kofer. Asks the Gemara. Both of these versions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are true. But Hayamar La Beresha, which one did he say first? According to some Mefarshim, what it means is, which one was the first one that he said of these two pshatim? Maybe it could very well be that he was being chozer on that pshat because he gave a second pshat. So Rav Kahana Mishmei Rava Amar Miskavin Amar Leberesha. Rav Kahana said the name of Rava that he said the teretz of Miskavin in the beginning. And Rashi says, Amen Beis Amar Aleph Adibar Amaskel Mishkach Zutri, that means that he was chozer from the first teretz, and we're going to see in a moment why. Rav Tevyumi Mishmei de Rav Amar Hemis Amar Leberesha. He didn't tell us that the chidush that he was saying was the case of miskaving first, but rather was the case of hamas, which of course is hamas aldo al pi erechad or al pi bailim, that I would have a meaning that it was kofir. The Gemara now elaborates a little bit more. Rav Kahana Mishmei de Rava Amar miskaving Amar Labereisha. Why did he choose the case of miskaving initially? Moshel, it would be parallel, the appropriate metaphor would be litzaya, to a fisher, shesholo daga minayam, that he's fishing dogim, he's fishing fish from the sea, mishkach ravravi shakel, he finds a big one first, and he takes it, zutri shakel, and then he finds a smaller one, and he takes it. In other words, the raya gedola, says the Gemara, is the case of miskaving. That's the better of the two pshatim. Nevertheless, he originally said miskaving, which is the better of the two pshatim. Rashi on the bottom of Malaf Amabez explains that at the end of the day, the case of Hemis al Pied Echad has a question of Moda Biknas. And Rashi adds to say that you would have a Havamina, that you would pay Kofar and Eid Echad, Rashi says is difficult as well, because at the end of the day, you always need two Eidim to be Motzi Mammon. So the pshat of miskavein, that the chiddush is that it was mechavein to kill a Mitzri and not a Yisrael, and it killed a Yisrael, that it doesn't pay kofar, that's the better pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Yet, nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer said both pshatim. Why? Because a fisherman doesn't give up even up on the smaller fish, even if it's not good. Rav Tevyumi Mishmei de Rava Amar Hemis Amar Leberesha. He says no, he originally said the pshat of Hemis and then he abandoned it. Marshal Otsayed, like a fisherman, Shola Dagim in Ayom, Mishkach Zutri Shokel. He first finds the smaller fish and he takes it. Mishkach Ravravi, but when he finds a bigger fish, Shodi Zutri Vishokel Ravravi. So two different fishermen's approaches and two different approaches in terms of how to understand what Rabbi Eliezer did. Was Rabbi Eliezer giving every possible pshat? And then he would have given even the worst of the two pshatim of Hemis al pi erechad al pi abaylim, that our Gemara, the consensus is that that is not as good as a pshat, as Rashi explains on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. And then he gave an even better pshat, but he never abandoned the first pshat. It's most likely, says the Gemara, that if he didn't abandon the first pshat, so then in such a case, then you could learn that he gave the weaker pshat first, and then the better pshat. However, as described by Rav Kahana says no, he must have given the worst pshat first, and then he abandoned it for the sake of the second pshat. Or you could say, like Rav Tevyumi, that he said the worst pshat first. Excuse me, I just mixed up the names. Or you could say, let's start again. According to Rav Kahana, he said the better pshat first. But still, when he said the second pshat, which was worse, the reason why he did that is he never intended to abandon the better of the two pshatim. Or if you assume that when a person says two pshatim, he's like a fisherman who chooses only the best fish, then you're going to have to learn that he said Hamas first, and then he abandoned it for the second pshat of miskaving. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Bava Kama. On our Daf, we had a classic question with 8 terutzim going back to review on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and that is, how do we have a case in which a animal ever becomes a sharmud if a tam needs to be put to death? One of the simplest pshatim is Rav Papa, one of the 8.
who says that he killed and then he escaped. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that the halacha is that a shor that is supposed to be put to death is aser bahana. The Gemara spends a lot of time darshaning the pasuk. That was most of the rest of the daf, darshaning the pasuk that says that a shor that kills is sakal yisakal ashar v'lo yeachal es besara. The halacha is that the animal is aser bahana. We had many interpretations of the pasuk of how do we know that there is an isra na. The classic interpretation of Rabbi Avo that appears in Shas is that whenever the Torah says lo yochal or lo yochal, echad isra achil v'echad isra hana bimashma. Other suggestions is that we learn out from the pasuk ubal hashar naki. If you learn out from the pasuk lo yochal bal besaro, the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that bal hashar naki comes to tell you that hanas oro is also that you can't derive benefit from the hide. Alternatively, we learn out from Es HaTafel LeBesaro, and that follows the tradition of the famous discussion of the great Shimon HaMasuni that was Dorish called Es HaShabbatora, and then he got stuck with Es HaShem LeKechotira, and Rabbi Akiva said it was coming to be Mar Be Talmid HaChachamim. Rabbi Eliezer the Tana teaches us quite a startling comment that when the Torah says Uvala Sharnaki, it's coming to tell us that he doesn't pay Chetzi Kofer, which Rabbi Akiva finds difficult. If the animal is put to death, then where would you pay the Chetzi Kofer, considering that payment for Tam only comes from the animal itself? And the Gemara suggests one of two possibilities. The better of the two possibilities, the Gemara suggests, is that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about when the animal intended to kill another animal and killed a person, or intended to kill a guy and killed a Jew. Then in such a case, I would have a Hava Amina, that even though it's not put to death, it would pay Chetzi Kofer. Or the Gemara has another recording of Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer said that it was talking about a case where the animal had killed Al Pied Echad, or through the Hodah of the Bailim. The Gemara then discusses whether it's possible that Rabbi Eliezer said both Pshatim, saying the better Pshat first and the second Pshat afterwards of Hamas Al Pied Echad, or he's like a fisherman who only chooses the best, and if that would be so then he first taught the teaching of Hamas Al Pied Echad, he then abandoned that for the better teaching of Miskavim. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Bava Kamma.